here's a story from The World.
The Kremlin is doubling down on its suppression of all things associated with Alexei Navalny. The opposition politician is already in jail after surviving a poisoning attempt. Now Moscow has blocked nearly 50 websites that he's connected to. The government said the websites promoted propaganda and banned extremist activity. Joining us now from Moscow is Alexei Kovalyov. He's an investigative editor at Medusa, a Russian language news outlet. Alexei, first of all, remind us of the current status of Alexei Navalny's political organization.
Well, for all intents and purposes, as of this June, Alexei Navalny and his organization are illegal. It's now an illegal extremist organization. So any contact and engagement with it carries significant legal consequences, but also extra legal. So even if you're not donating to the Anti-Corruption Foundation and all of its associated grassroots organizations, even if you're just expressing support to it, if you are a career politician, your career is over. So you're not running for office ever again. And the Kremlin has a lot of tools at its disposal to bar you from ever running or engaging in politics again. So that's where we are. So anything to do with Alexei Navalny is now off limits. And that also retroactively disenfranchises hundreds of thousands of people who have ever communicated or engaged with Navalny's organization in any way in the past years.
So to say the least, Navalny's organization is already in a difficult place, essentially frozen. Why would the Kremlin take the further step and shut down the organization's websites?
Well, because they can. It's a process, not a result. They want to not just bar Navalny and anyone, however tangentially connected to him, from engaging in Russian politics in any way, but they also want to erase any trace of their existence. That's how it works. This machine doesn't stop somewhere. It's just, it keeps rolling.
I mean, erase their existence. I mean, we should remember, as I said, Navalny is in prison. A lot of his allies are also in prison or in exile. I mean, what's the Kremlin's motivation behind all this censorship and political crackdown? Same answer, because they can.
And also because they see Navalny as an existential threat to their existence. So they will not stop at anything. I mean, we've already passed the chemical warfare stage. So at this point, blocking websites seems pretty mild.
I mean, it's also interesting the language the Kremlin uses, the legal language. Navalny's organization has been labeled an extremist organization by the state. Other groups and individuals have been labeled foreign agents. Explain these terms for us and what effect they actually have.
Well, it's pretty easy for me because Medusa, my organization, is also a foreign agent now.
Right.
So it's pretty mild compared to what's happening to Navalny and his people. So it's kind of a first stage in erasing you. If you're declared a foreign agent, it's pretty much a self-inflicted death by a thousand cuts because it's not the Kremlin who bans you or poisons you or, you know, erases you from existence. You have to do that yourself because there is a significant bureaucratic burden on you. If you're a foreign agent, you're not illegal per se, but you have to file these very intimidating quarterly reports to the Ministry of Justice. And also other effects of these designations is that if you're a media organization, your sources will be afraid to talk to you.
Mm. Well, as you said, Alexei, I mean, this is not theoretical. Your organization, Medusa, has been labeled a foreign agent. How has that affected Medusa and your own work?
First of all, if you're a for-profit media organization like Medusa, we are a media business. We make money on ads. So this foreign agent law requires you to put this massive, ugly legal disclaimer on top of everything you publish. And that includes your social media and also your promotional materials. And as you can imagine, not many advertisers are prepared to see this massive legal disclaimer declaring that this information is published by an organization declared a foreign agent on top of every piece of sponsored content on Medusa. So the immediate effect was that 90% of our advertisers fled and our business model was ruined. We had to self-inflict massive cuts all across the board. We had to lay off people. We had to get rid of offices. And it just increases our workload and puts a huge bureaucratic pressure on us, which prevents us from doing actual journalistic work. And it just makes our life significantly difficult.
Yeah. Well, these labels are existential, as you said. You've worked abroad, Alexei. You know about the relative freedom journalists have in places other than Russia. Now you're based in Moscow. You still work in independent journalism. Did you ever think that Russia would return to a place where terms like extremist organization and foreign agent are so common, or was that always a concern for you?
I don't think the word return applies here, because I don't think we've ever been in a situation like this, not even in the Soviet times, which had its own problems. But I don't think the term foreign agent, which would be applied so broadly to hundreds of thousands of people and so many organizations, even existed in the Soviet Union. So yeah, it's pretty unprecedented. We are in uncharted waters.
Where does this leave you and your work then, if essentially you cannot work?
Well, we still can work, because we haven't yet, and hopefully never will, been designated as an undesirable organization, like another investigative outfit, Project, which makes them just simply illegal, which makes any collaboration with them an illegal act. We're not yet there. The foreign agent designation just makes our work significantly harder, and it's designed to be so. So it's designed to hamper our work in a very petty and vindictive bureaucratic way. But we can still work. We don't know how long it's going to last. But I'm going to stick around to see him.
Alexei Kovalyov is an investigative editor at Medusa, a Russian language news outlet, speaking with us about the Kremlin's most recent crackdown on Russian independent media and politics. Alexei, good luck. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
From PRX.